Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. We are concluding our consideration of the folly of presumptuous living, of living with no thought of God as we make our plans for the future. The Apostle writes for us in James 4, verses 13 to 15, "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit.' Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.'" James has been teaching us the ways in which we can fail to walk humbly before our God. Humility first requires acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over our lives and our world. Now, there's nothing wrong with these merchants making plans, except for the fact they're living with no thought of God who rules over all. As God's creatures living in God's world, our plans are subject to change. And actually, our creatureliness is another reason to be humble. Our lives are not only unpredictable, but they're fragile. So we don't attach ourselves to the temporary, but we live for the eternal, because God has given us eternal souls. And then James lastly pushed us to consider the folly of excluding God's will from our decisions. And now James really hammers home what is at the heart of all this: pride, or arrogance. James concludes in verses 16 and 17, "As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Now, in chapter 1, James taught us about a godly sort of boasting. Now he's showing us the exact opposite: ungodly boasting. It is the boast of the self-made man or woman who believes they don't need God. Sadly, most people who have this condition of self-sufficiency don't even know they have it. They may not think it, but they're living as practical atheists, as those who don't give God credit for their existence or the world in which they live. Perhaps one of the most identifiable boasts is that of William Ernest Henley in his famous poem, where he says, "Out of the night that covers me, black as pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged the punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." Being the master of my fate and the captain of my soul is the boast of so many. Ironically and sadly, this is the exact opposite of being free. Freedom comes when our Lord Jesus sets us free to live as we were created to live, to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, as those who are privileged uniquely to reflect the glory of God. To refuse to live as God created you to live in His world is not living free, any more than it is for a fish to jump out of the lake. Such persons have been injected with the lie of the first arrogant boaster, the devil, who James had warned us earlier to resist. And we are so prone to fall into this trap of self-enslavement. Self-sufficiency does this, and it leads us that we will know the right thing to do in humility, but we will fail to do it. James is speaking here of the sin of omission, as opposed to the sin of commission. There are sins we commit, that we commit because we act in ways that are contrary to God's revealed will. But there are also sins we omit, sins of omission. We know what we should do, but we don't. It is neglecting the things God calls us to do, or rejecting the fact that He needs to be consulted and looked to when we make our plans. And it is rooted in the self-sufficiency, the pride, that infects us all. Well, what does that look like, Joel? Well, when we obey some of God's commands, and then we think that that allows us to ignore others. Or when we pay lip service to God in order to keep Him off our backs for the rest of the week when we want to do the things we want to do. And why does this happen, my friends? Because we have taken our eyes off of Jesus Christ, and we have sought to become our own Savior. And James says, don't try to be what you can never be. Seek your sufficiency in the all-sufficient God who wants you to be enjoying Him for all of eternity. And the way we can be exalted is by humbling ourselves. My friend, a look at what Christ did for us on the cross is the cure for our pride, as it was there that Jesus saved us from all our failed attempts at self-exaltation. Believer in Jesus Christ, rejoice that the master of your fate and the captain of your soul is not you. Captain Jesus will bring you through the deep waters and into glory. Remember who you are and who you belong to.